السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. وقال تعالى: انفروا خفافا وثقالا وجاهدوا بأموالكم وأنفسكم في سبيل الله. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما أحد يدخل الجنة يحب أن يرجع إلى الدنيا وله ما على الأرض من شيء إلا الشهيد، يتمنى أن يرجع إلى الدنيا فيقتل 10 مرات لما يرى من الكرامة. رواه الترمذي. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قتل دون دينه فهو شهيد، ومن قتل دون أهله فهو شهيد، ومن قتل دون دينه. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد، ومن قتل دون دمه فهو شهيد، ومن قتل دون دينه فهو شهيد، ومن قتل دون أهله فهو شهيد، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. My brothers and sisters in Islam, as we know, is more than 2 months continuous genocide is taking place in Palestine. Now they say in average every day 1,000 people are becoming shaheed every day. Up till now, about more than 20,000 Muslims in Palestine has lost their life. They became shaheed. And amongst them, almost 8,000 to 10,000 are innocent children. But what we have read in the Holy Quran, in the translation of the ayat, is a couple of ayat I have recited, and whatever we read or hear the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we just hear it. But believe me, these people of Palestine, brothers, sisters, children, they are living in reality with that situation. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who are killed for fi sabilillah, in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't tell them, don't regard them as a death. Don't tell them they are amwat, they are gone, they passed away, and we have lost them. Don't say that. Don't believe that. بَلْ أَحْيَاؤُن. They have a new life, a better life, painless life, fearless life. They are enjoying the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in paradise. And this is what actually they are believing, their brothers and sisters, and even the children, small children. They are not scared of bomb and missile. Every single day they are hearing bombarding. They are, you know, making Fajr like that, in that same situation, and they are making evening the same situation. But they are not scared of anything. Small kids. If you watch the clips, you will surprise how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them this kind of iman, this kind of resilience. Even so many Christians in America, in UK, in France, in Australia, they embrace Islam. Alhamdulillah, just by looking at these people's resilience. What is that power? What is that strength? That they are still alive and they are not scared. And this media is propagating that don't blame us that we are killing them because we want them to leave their houses and they don't want to leave the house. That's why they have been killed. If they leave the house, they would be safe. This is the propagation of the media. But look at them, they don't want to move from that area. They don't want to leave that houses. And believe me, the small children who are hospitalized, they are sitting on the bed of the hospital. They are saying that they are witnessing the angels are coming to them. And small kids cannot lie. They are witnessing with their naked eye that angels are coming to us. We can see the angels. And those who are martyred, the fragrance are coming out from their bodies. Those brothers who are burying them after they become shaheed, they are saying in the interview that we smell such a fragrance that we haven't smelled before. And when they are buried in the graves, after a few days when they go and visit the graves in the graveyard, they have the smell coming out from the graves. And this is the exact sign of the shuhada. This is the exact sign of the martyrs. And they are believing in that. Small boy, his son, his little brother is dying. Right? He's injured. His whole body is full of blood. So he's telling the small boy to his younger brother, recite kalima la ilaha illallah. Giving him talqeen at that moment. Don't worry, you will be in paradise. The small little boy, condoling his brother, who is dying, don't worry, you will be in paradise. A father is holding his small little baby, dead body, is kissing his girl, kissing her forehead, and telling my love, my beloved, you are in paradise. Don't worry. I lost you, but I am happy whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided for me, and I am happy that you are in paradise. One girl sitting on the wheelchair, and because of the bomb blast, her one leg is cut off, amputated. She lost her leg. She's still alive, but she lost her leg. Father comes to him, to her, saying, oh my beloved daughter, don't worry. Be happy. Your leg, which you lost, is already in paradise. Your leg is in paradise. Don't worry. Whatever Allah decides, is we are happy with that. Small kids, my brothers and sisters, we are our children and ourselves. We are sleeping peacefully in our houses, right? Watching videos, playing the games, our kids playing the games and watching the dramas and serials, and that's how we sleep, and mindfully. You know, these small kids, look at the iman of the children. Before they go to bed, they tell their parents, oh mama, oh dad, write my name on my hand with the ink which cannot be, getting off with the water. Permanent marker. So they are writing their names on the hands and on the legs. Why? So if tomorrow morning something happened tonight, this is how they are expecting to happen. No guarantee that tomorrow I will be open my eyes and I will be alive. If something happened during the night and my body is scattered because of the bomb blast, it will be easy for you to search my body under the rubbles. You can see my name and that's how you will recognize me. And they are prepared for it. They are not scared. They are not crying for it. They are making the task easy for the parents. So if tomorrow you don't find me alive, don't cry and look at my name, and that's how you're going to recognize my body under the rubble. My brothers, did you ever hear and imagine what are they going through? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, someone asked him, Ayul a'mali afzal? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which act loved most by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qala al-imanu billah. Number one, loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is iman. So he said iman billah, believing in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not believing any partner with Almighty Allah. Qila summa maza. Thus we understood the most important thing is the iman. What is after that? As far as action is concerned, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-jihadu fi sabilillah." Starving for the path of Allah subhanahu wa taala to control and protect your iman. Qila summa ayy qala hajj mabrur. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated a beautiful hadith. Anna Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala, "Ma ahadun yadkhulu al-jannata yuhibbu an yarji'a ila ad-dunya wa lahu ma 'ala ar-raddi min shay." No one who, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, entered into paradise wants to come back to this dunya. Who is that stupid person who got entry already, his all sins are forgiven, right? He is in the Jannah. Now angels are asking him, do you want to go back to your world? California, San Francisco? He said, even Allah grants him the entire world and whatever it contains. Okay, this is the offer for you. Leave the Jannah and go back to the dunya, and the whole world and whatever it contains will be yours. You will be the owner of the entire world. You just go. No one, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one will be angry to leave the Jannah and go back to the dunya, even he get the entire world. No one will be. And it's obvious. Who can do that? But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, illa shaheed. Yes. If it will be asked to the shaheed, he will be eager to come back to this dunya. He will be ready to come back into this dunya. He is willing to come back to this dunya. Not to enjoy the dunya, not to enjoy the worldly luxuries. Nothing compared to the hereafter. Nothing compared to the paradise. مَا لَا أَيْنُ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنًا سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. The bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the Jannati, we cannot imagine. We never heard about it. We haven't seen that kind of sceneries. So there is no comparison between dunya and Jannah. But Shaheed will to come back in this world. Rasulullah said, yatamanna an yarji'a ila dunya fayuqtala 10 marrat. And he will wish he come back to dunya and he will be killed for the sake of Allah, not one time, not two times, 10 times, over and over again. He wants to take part in jihad, he wants to be killed. Then Allah will grant him new life. Again he wants to be killed. Then Allah will grant him a life. Then again he wants to be killed. 10 times. Ashara marrat. Why? Is crazy? No. Lima yara min al karama. The reason is the status, the lofty position, the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant to the shaheed, to the martyr, he will be amazed. And because of that bounty, because of that position, he will wish he should come back and get more. Come back and get more. That was the reason. Only Shaheed. Other than that, no one else wants to leave the Jannah and wish to come back into this dunya. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qutila duna malihi fahuwa shaheed." Whoever has been killed to protect his property, his wealth, he's not fighting, he's not mujahid, he's a civilian person living in his house peacefully. His intention, he got no training of jihad. He doesn't know how to shoot to the gun or anything. Living in the house, normal person, right? But someone come to take away his wealth, take away his property, take away his, you know, his money, and he's fighting with him. This is also called struggle, to get back his property, to protect his property, to protect his house and belongings of the house. In this process, an attacker killed him. He is Shaheed. Rasulullah said, he is Shaheed. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ دَمِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Likewise, person is just walking and someone comes and put the gun on his head and he's protecting himself, his life. He's not fighting, protecting, defending himself. And that process, that person killed him, stabbed him or shoot him. He did not fight, he did not take jihad, part in jihad, but he was protecting himself. He will also be regarded is a martyr, is a shaheed. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ دِينِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيد. A person is fighting to protect his iman. Someone came and put the gun on his head, said, deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will be safe. He said, no, I cannot deny. I only believe in one Allah. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Shoot. He killed. So he was protecting his iman. And in the process of protecting his iman, his faith, he became shaheed. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ أَهْلِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيد. And a person is fighting and protecting his family members, his parents, his brothers, sisters, his kids, his wife. And in that process, he was killed. So he is also a shaheed. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Abu Dawud Sharif and in Tirmidhi Sharif. Now I mentioned four categories, different categories of the shuhada. This is exactly right now happening every single day in Palestine, in every town, village and city of Palestine. Muslims are being killed because to protect their wealth, to protect themselves, protect their properties, protect their deen of Islam, and to protect their family members. This is exactly going through right now in Gaza and in Palestine, the lot of country, the villages of the country. Exactly, it's just befitting this hadith right now practically on the people of Palestine. And they are believing in it. They are just ready for it. They are not giving up. I give you a few examples. One more example which will make us think and ponder which kind of people these are. There was a 17 years girl, high school going girl. She has a proper hijab. Her name is Dania. And she is coming from the high school towards her house. On the way, two soldiers, Israeli soldiers, stop her. And one of them asked her to remove your scarf. She said, no, I am a Muslim. My Allah has commanded me to cover my hair. My Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me to protect my modesty and chastity. I am not going to do it. She stands. Resilience. So that soldier got mad. On the spot, he shot her. And she fell down on the ground and blood came out and the land became, you know, bloody with her blood. Now this became a viral. One of the young boy, 20 years old, he just wrote under this picture of this martyr Shahida, he wrote two sentences that, what do you think if she is your daughter or your sister? Just think about it. See, a human being. Which kind of people you are? Worse than animals. If in her place, if it would be your sister or your daughter, how would you feel? What's wrong with you? So he wrote this sentence and this picture and it became viral. And he was reluctant. So he investigated who killed this girl. So he found out. He identified that there was a certain soldier from Israel. He is the one who killed this innocent girl. So he went to him and he stabbed him. He has only knife. He never had bomb or gun in his hand. Only thing, he was so, you know, upset. So he couldn't control himself. And he stabbed that soldier who killed this innocent girl. Now the other one was there. He couldn't see that my brother, Israeli soldier, and someone can just stab him like this on the road. It cannot be tolerated. So there and there, the other soldier killed this 20 years boy on the spot. Now he's dead. My brothers, this is happening every single day. This is happening every single day. Now, the family of that martyr, Dania, they buried her. And after a few hours, this boy also was buried by his father. Now the father of Dania, no, father of this boy was sitting like normally we sit down in the masjid or some place, people come and they do condolence, taziyat. So he was sitting, the father of the boy, and the, you know, his relatives and friends from other streets and houses, they came to visit him and they doing taziyat and condolence with him. He was talking with his guests. All of a sudden he saw the father of Dania, the martyr girl. So when he saw, he was also suffering because he just lost his beloved daughter. But on top of that, he came to visit this man, father of the son, thinking his son became martyr because of my daughter. Although I have the pain, I lost my daughter, but look at this father who lost his son because of my daughter, to take revenge of my daughter. So it is my duty to go and condolence him. Although I required a condolence, my position also the same. I am suffering. I am going through this situation and condition. But on top of that, he went out of his way to visit his father. So this father was sitting and talking and, you know, with the other brothers. So when he saw this, Dania's father is coming, he stood up, he jumped from his place. He went to him, he hugged him, he kissed his forehead, and then he said, my brother, I want to give you a proposal. Can you give me permission to perform the nikah of my martyred son? His name was Ra'id. My martyred son Ra'id with Dania, with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you agree? Immediately, without thinking, Dania's father said, yes, I am agree, and I am granting permission to you to perform your son's nikah with my daughter Dania, with the name of Allah and with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And imagine, they are believing in that. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Those who become shaheed in path of Allah, they are not dead people. They are alive. And since they are alive, they can get married. What's wrong with that? It's not physical nikah and marriage in this world, but Allah will perform their marriage in paradise. And Allah will unite them, reunion them in paradise, and they will have a better life as a husband and wife. So I am agree with that. I have no problem. So my brothers, this is just an incident we are witnessing and taking part in so many nikah and marriage ceremony, where the husband and wife, I mean the bride and groom and their parents are giving permission to each other and they are making agreement. All these things happening in this dunya. But this is the unique nikah, unique marriage. They're getting married after death. Both are shaheed. They are not in this physical world. But the belief of the parents is, my daughter is still alive, my son is still alive. And if they are alive, according to Allah's command, then they can get married over there. This is the spirit of the iman of the brothers and sisters of Palestine. Real actual iman, real actual faith and conviction in the words, in the ayat of the Holy Quran, in the ayat and promises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are believing practically and physically. They are believing in this. We are just read and we just hear the ahadith, but they are living with this ahadith. They are living with this ayat of the Holy Quran. They have full conviction that whoever is becoming shaheed is in the Jannah and is living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even small kids, they have iman in that level. So my brothers and sisters, we are going shopping, right? And we're taking the bags of the items to home. And this father every day, they are collecting the shattered body, piece of the bodies and flesh and bones of their children who became convicted and victim of the bomb blast day and night. And they are collecting their pieces of the body and putting in the bag. Like we are shopping tomatoes and veggies and this and that, and we're taking that bag at home. They are picking the piece of bodies and they're keeping in the bags, and the bag they are taking home, and they are saying, at least my son, my daughter left this world, but he deserved the grave. He deserved, although I don't have the full mayyit, full body. Whatever pieces I am collecting, I am going to bury in proper manner, and I will make that place in the cover of my beloved son and daughter, so I can go and visit, and I remember, and I can pray at the grave of my beloved son and daughter. This is the situation, this is the condition, this is the atrocities, this is the operation, and this is what is happening in the forest, my brothers and sisters. So at least we should make the dua every day after every salat. And whatever we can do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should try to do it. And at least we should have this concern and this spirit that if time comes, we can also ready and prepare to sacrifice our life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us